whilst you're eating dinner, you might see a dick.
Hello and welcome to Why Do They Do That, a podcast where three friends read up and discuss stories that entertain and baffle us. Hosting the show are Ben, Brendan and myself, Alan, and special guest host this week. For your ears and entertainment, we welcome Lucy Shipley.
Yay!
Hi, gang.
It's the old ball and chain.
How are you, Bab?
I am living the dream, if the dream was a horrific nightmare.
Okay.
Wow.
Excellent.
Fucking hell. Good start. Right, and that's the end of this week's podcast.
So, Lucy, tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 31. I'm from Birmingham. I'm married. I've got a 7-year-old daughter and a border collie puppy.
It sounds like such a shit Tinder profile.
Sounds like your Tinder profile. Except we swap out 31 for 41.
I mean, it reeled Brendan in, so it's obviously a successful Tinder profile.
It didn't. The 31-year-old didn't. I mean, I met you 8 years ago. That's what I liked.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, back to me.
Yeah, carry
on. That's about as exciting as I get, really. I do work, I have a job, and I'm really good at it, but it's also a bit boring. So.
Yeah, this.
I'm going to be a babbling laugh today. I'm not even hungover.
We're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
Hungover? Who's hungover? You're hungover, lads.
No, not me.
I've not stopped shaking all day, man.
I've got quite a clear film of sweat on me. I wish I was dead. My insides are all wrong. Just pure terror and dread.
I've had about 14 shits today, so... Like turning on that tap. All of that beer. So for the listeners, yesterday the three of us decided to get up, decided to get together for the first time in, well, since what, the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Since lockdown one. We went to watch the rugby. It was really good, wasn't it, Alan?
Yeah, it was lovely. Go on, you Lions.
Yeah, go on, fuck off. I've never been so happy when I've seen a whole pub of people turn on one of my friends.
he handled it, though. He handled it beautifully.
He did.
From outside looking in, it could have looked quite racist that loads of, like, angry fat white blokes were shouting at the only black guy in the place. But it was all good humour, wasn't it, dude?
Oh, no, it was excellent. I think I started it off by singing the national anthem quite loudly and then shouting to the whole pub, "I'm here all week," followed on by every time the Springboks put a score on the board, I was up out of my seat cheering, saying, "We're all in this together, guys."
So quickly changed.
What I love about those days is the amount of just random, like, not friends, but, you know, the amount of people that you become friendly with. Let's say
the wrestler.
Yeah, that massive dude. We met this beautiful man that had long hair and a long beard, and he was wearing a floral shirt, and he had muscles on muscles, but he just looked amazing. And we gave him a cuddle, didn't we? But we were looking at him, and then he looked at us and said, "What's going on?" And we were like, are you single? It's like, hold on. Oh, no, we're not gay. We just thought
we're a friend.
Yeah,
we just like, occasionally do gay stuff to people.
Yeah,
to strangers.
We just put the tip in.
And then we went to your bar, didn't we? And we saw all your lovely staff members. Mary, that beautiful lad.
Mary. For Amy, yeah. And Barney, beautiful Barney.
He's such an arsehole. Such a beautiful, glorious sunbeam of an arsehole.
That's the problem. He's not an arsehole in any way, shape or form. He's just...
No, so nice, so beautiful.
He's so good looking. It made me so profoundly sad.
My assistant manager, Povilus, he loved meeting you too because he's an avid listener to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he came right up. He was like, "How you going, Alan?" I was like, "Hello, man."
I'm surprised he didn't ask you for money.
Don. Donington.
Yeah.
Brendan.
Yeah.
You put some stuff on my...
Wanker.
Mate, I want that at the start.
Can you put some words in our ears, please?
Couple's anniversary dinner interrupted when nudist cruise pulls up beside them. So John Wood and his wife were completely baffled when they looked up from their anniversary dinner to see a party of naturists waving at them from the nude cruise. A couple have revealed how they got the shock of their lives when their romantic anniversary meal was gatecrashed by a boatload of nudists. John Wood and his wife had been enjoying a meal at the River X Cafe on the X... I don't even know what that word is. Can we cut that out, please?
Nah.
No, what? Mate, honestly... Okay, well, it's somewhere in Devon. When they looked out the window to see several naked passengers waving at them from another ship, they were absolutely baffled to discover that it was passing cruise, for it was actually the Torbay Sun Club's annual nude cruise, where naturists set off from Exmouth Dock with nothing but their personal luggage. Whatever that means. I think dildos. Naturists are encouraged to socialise and meet like-minded people while on board the annual event, which sees people stripped down to their birthday suits. Fortunately, most of the diners in the restaurant were bemused by the unusual sight, and however, some voiced concerns over their safety. My wife and I were having dinner, a lovely anniversary dinner, at the River X Cafe when we caught sight of a boat full of naked people. John. So, yeah, that's it, really. The reason why I chose this story today that was published in the Daily Mirror, a great rag, is because it's nearly our anniversary, isn't it, Lucy?
It is. It's coming up very soon.
Yeah, see, linking things apart. Together. No, together.
First things first. Both of these names are words for penises. John Wood.
John Wood.
And Ben had to put himself on mute while he laughed at the name.
Did he? Yep. I didn't notice. John Wood. John Pecker Wood.
He might just be called like Knob Johnson. Johnson. Willy Wang. This is horrid. I don't know why people are so comfortable with their own nudity. It disgusts me.
I normally tend to find naturists tend to have their own venues, like there'll be a nudist campsite or a nudist beach or a nudist, you know, hotel. You know, spa kind of thing.
Cruise.
But then on a boat, you're bound to see other boaters. And it's not really sort of like, you know, I do it for me. You're like, no, I'm doing it for everyone now. And yeah. I'm like, that's a little bit forthcoming, isn't it?
Yeah, but Al, the nudist beaches, like, they're not just, like, enclosed. They're not walled off.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're
no,
put...
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're put around a little cove.
Still, anybody can enter them. Anyone can walk to them.
Yeah, are we still talking about beaches?
Opting into nudism. This is like, you don't get a chance here. You don't get a choice. You need to see everyone's stuff.
I don't like myself naked. I don't want to see other people. Unless... Oh, on the term of naturists, I spent a whole science lesson telling my kids about naturists when I should have been talking about naturalists. My TA just kept shaking her head, not like, what are you talking about?
Teacher.
So I just don't understand why. I'm assuming people might find it liberating. Would you do it?
Would I? No, you've seen my body. I've got the strongest and the biggest belly. No, you've got no chance. Honestly, when Lucy and I get naked, we turn the lights off.
Lucy, what about you?
And then I turn them back on.
Yeah.
I'm not against people being nudist if that's what they want to do. And if someone's got the confidence to embrace their body, then I fully support them in their decision. I don't want to watch a boat full of naked, I'm assuming older people.
Yeah. That's the thing, isn't it?
My dinner?
It's never an 18 to 30s cruise, is it?
I wouldn't mind if it's like a bit of a warning. You know, like when you go to like a SeaWorld and it's like there's splash warning. I wouldn't mind if it's whilst you're eating dinner, you might see a dick.
Yeah, you might see a pair of vagina.
Honestly.
It's unexpected.
if there was ever a sign in a diner that said that, yeah. That in the best.
We'd go.
Yeah, I'd go and I'd get my dick out.
How busy you'd be? How would you do it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, yeah.
And with your nope rope.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those. I think that if you are going to become a nudist, you're all part of the same sort of family of network. And it's sort of like you don't really look at each other's peckers or anything like that. Apparently, there's no laughing involved. No one gets an erection when they shouldn't.
I would.
And the thing is, like, I'd have to learn hardcore. Sorry, wrong choice of word.
She wanted it and written that down, hasn't it?
It's joke two, so they've called it. I think I'd like to, in my lifetime, give one nudist experience a go. I would give one nudist, whether it be a beach. I don't know about a booze cruise because shit can get real on a cruise. But like maybe like an overnight camp, you know, anything like that. Maybe a restaurant. I don't know. But I would like to try one nudist experience in my lifetime.
We've joked about this before, or something similar, where we've said about you, obviously you're a mixed race man, and I've always said you're white from the waist down.
Yeah.
So we've got his dad's genes.
Yeah, best of both worlds. You know, I get all the racial abuse, but I also have a small pecker, so that's nice. Winning. No, it's only a joke, folks. Massive.
I don't think it would put me off my dinner. I'd be very angry about it. I'd be quite upset that I'd see some digs.
Would you ask for a refund at the restaurant?
No.
I would ask them to do what Lee suggested, to put a sign up.
But it's only once a year.
What if the boat went off course? Like, it wasn't really their fault. Like, they just, it was uncharted waters on this cruise, booze cruise. And they were basically like, oh, we're on the Thames. Bugger. The whole of London's looking at us.
They knew exactly what they were doing.
Can you imagine if they, you know, got into really bad weather, like a perfect storm?
and then when the rescue is coming up, they're like,
fuck, man, look at all of these naked people. This is mad, getting this helicopter.
I think you have to be mature in many ways as well. So it's already been mentioned, you have to, I think they're a bit older, and you have to be mature enough not to laugh. Now, the last time I saw another dude's spuds, was when we were on holiday and we were getting changed to go in this hot spa. And this old man was just standing there, just flossing his, you know, balls with the towel. And he bent over and I looked and I just started laughing, like uncontrollably laughing.
It was good to see Nige yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I don't want to see testicles.
If it's an old man as well, were they like by his knees?
Yeah, they were distended. They were like 4 foot long.
I can't wait for that to happen to me, where they start coming out the bottom of my shorts.
You have to swap to briefs just to cup them in.
I'm going to buy a bra for them.
Aren't testicles disgusting, Lucy?
I mean, they're not very attractive, are they?
He certainly aren't.
No, please don't. But I've got to.
You've got a picture of him.
Oh shit. Right, but, move on.
Good start, Brendan. Fantastic start.
I enjoyed it. I can't wait for our anniversary meal, Luce. I hope that one of these boys come in naked.
Have you got any plans for your anniversary meal?
To who?
To the audience.
Oh, to the audience? No, I'm not.
Done. Good.
Yeah, just I don't want like our fan base there like screaming and woo. You know, it's already embarrassing enough when I go out, mate. You know, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's it. Like, well, number one fan Shannon, she just been the only one stood there with a board. Yay! Yeah, she does. Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even remember where we're going. Just turning up over to my wonderful, wonderful wife.
I'm a little bit concerned about my story because it's also about sex.
Yeah.
So I just think that.
Yeah, now everyone knows what goes on in this household.
Yeah, they're going to start calling us a sex list.
The what? A sex list?
Oh, Lucy.
My reliable source is The Sun. because you can always get a good story from the sun. Hundreds of swingers descend on a four-day sex festival, both in Mobile Dungeon, despite COVID fears.
Best title I've heard in a long time.
I know.
That's it.
There's no more article. We'll just go with that.
Hundreds of swingers are taking part in a four-day sex fest that includes a mobile dungeon and bondage demos. Up to 200 very happy campers descended on fields near Lincolnshire on Friday to take part in the Swingathon, which was almost cancelled earlier this week. Couples pay up to £200 for a ticket. They'll be able to enjoy adult bouncy castles, a mobile dungeon, and participate in wet t-shirt competitions, all said to be COVID compliant. Kinky guests are invited to sleep in luxury four-person yurts and enjoy hot tub demos, a naked singer, fetish demos, and enter a Miss and Mr. Swingathon 2021 competition. The What's On guide for the adult-only camp planned from Thursday to Sunday lists other activities such as face painting, burlesque, cigar bars, and a Linkin Park tribute band.
Ben's gone to be sick. It was the Linkin Park tribute band that did it.
Thank you for next year.
Yeah.
I didn't realise you two were so horny.
Do you know what? When Brendan sent it over, I read it quickly and it said it was like Lucy's story, and she'd said, but I read for Lucy. I was like, damn, Brendan.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, baby.
He thought that I was booking there for our anniversary. Can I ask? This must have been before the end of lockdown then, right?
Yeah, but only just before it.
Yeah.
July, start of July.
All right, okay, yeah. So before all the restrictions were lifted.
Yeah.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with the current state of my body, but I don't have it in me for a sex fest. I just don't.
You don't?
Maybe a sex meeting.
Sex conference.
Yeah, sex conference. But sex fest, no way. That's too much. That's too much. To top it all off, I've got to listen to somebody sing Linkin Park songs. Really shit.
Yeah. I'm going to put this out there. I'd go. I bet they were all wearing masks.
Who we?
Yeah, gimp masks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's it.
Apparently, social distancing was in place.
How?
I don't understand how.
There's no way. There's no way I could be having sex with someone and keep a meter away.
2 meters, pal. I can do it.
I think the expectation is that you only swing with all people that are in your year and you don't cross.
Oh, that'd be so bad, though. What happens if you get there and you're really not attracted to the people that are in your yurt?
No, you wouldn't want to book with your brother-in-law, would you?
Oh, well, don't know.
You might, actually.
Depends which one.
Hang on a second. It's a sex fest, but you come with the people who you're having your accommodation with, and you can only sleep with those people. It's hardly a festival, is it? That's just a hotel.
Yeah.
No, it is a festival because you've got a Linkin Park tribute band.
That's the
worst. I love how clear she's about it. It is a festival, Alan, because there's a band there and there's portable toilets.
And it's a Linkin Park tribute.
There's other things going on. You can get your face painted. I'm sure other areas of your body painted. But you can also do clay pigeon shooting, outdoor cinema, a BDSM demo, and a
Ben, it was all very tame until the BDSM demo.
Ben,
you know what goes hand in hand? What goes hand in hand? BDSM displays and face painting.
Ben, you and I have been to many a festivals, a few together, many a festivals. During those festivals, have we done any of those things?
No.
I mean, it does sound like a cracking weekend. You know, like, what can you do at this festival? Oh, it's brilliant. There's clay pigeon. There's, you know, a fair. There's a bit of BDSM. Sorry, what now?
Oh, that sounds amazing.
You're like, whoa, Heckington's changed.
£200 is a really reasonable price.
200.
Lots of activities.
Yeah, but no, it's not because I know Alan just said it sounds like a really good time, but that's the difference between you and I, Al. Yeah, that for me sounds like a really shitty time. Oh, you get to have your face painted, you know, you get to do all of these really terrible stuff, but whilst you're doing it, I'm going to spank the life out of you. Count me in.
And the fact that it's right around the corner from me as well.
It's just off the A52, isn't it, in Lincolnshire?
Oh, of course, So, hold on. That's Grantham, did you say?
No, it's not in Grantham. It's in the field off the A52. A52 is a long road.
Near Grantham, though, yeah?
So not too far.
Alan knows how to
yeah, here. Alan knows because Alan, you go to Grantham quite often, don't you?
Just for festivals. Just. I mean, they're worried about COVID. They should be worried about STIs, shouldn't they? Like, do they get an STI bingo scratch card on their entry? And like, yeah, you've nailed chlamydia.
I got warts on my shaft. Again, not saying too vanilla. I wouldn't do a nude cruise, and I'm not going to do this sex fest either. So, I mean,
well, the only reason why we brought these to the table today was just to put some feelers out. So, yeah.
Oh, mate.
See if we can book a holiday next year, the six of us. So we're saying that's a strong no then,
it's
Ben.
It's a strong no from me, it's for both.
But Alan, it's a maybe, yeah?
Well, you know.
I mean, I would love to see a Linkin Park tribute band, and I also love getting my face painted, but it's just the gimp masks and the bum stuff that I'm, nah.
So you probably wouldn't be invited because you have to have a Fab Swingers profile with three personal verifications to attend the sex fest.
I don't even have that many friends, let alone people who would verify me on a sex site.
I would.
Oh, thanks, Bab.
I don't think Ben, as a teacher, you should be trying to go on to signing up to these kind of clubs, to be honest.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
I tell you though, on a side note, I do love tribute bands. There's a couple of bands that I want to talk to you about that I've seen. I've been to see Adams Jovi, which is a combination of Bryan Adams and Bon Jovi. I've been to see Elvana, which is Elvis and Nirvana, classic combo. But the best combination band that I've ever seen was Sting and Shaggy.
Yeah,
legit, proper Sting and proper Shaggy. And they've got an album out together. So if you're interested in soulful reggae slash whatever it was that Shaggy's genre was, Sting and Shaggy's the one for you. It's brilliant.
Oh, you know what? That happened, and we don't talk enough about it. That happened. Sting and Shaggy made music together, and nobody talked about it like it's not the weirdest thing in the world.
I went to see them at the O2. It was brilliant.
Of course you did. And also, having a combination of Bryan Adams and Bon Jovi is enough for me. I couldn't. Oh, no. Two of the blandest bands going.
I'd rather go to Sex Fest.
Yeah,
came in for Sex Fest.
Okay, let's leave that one there.
Do you remember when we used to go to Rose's after work sometimes for karaoke night, and Alan used to sing Summer of 69 at fucking faces?
Yeah, yeah, and he always used to put swears into the song. Yeah. As well, didn't he? Yeah. Can you remember though? We used to do that, and then we used to take iPods and headphones with us. we just listen to Move Artists and stuff like that, and have our own little party. Yeah,
you guys are not supportive in the slightest.
Lucy, that was a fantastic story. Thank you
very
much.
It was a terrible story. I can't believe that exists, but you told it well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy.
You're welcome.
That was very good.
Thanks.
Right, now, fuck off and make some dinner.
Joking. Benji. Go on then, talk to us about your pissing animal problems.
Escaped python bites man's genitals after hiding in the toilet. An Austrian man sustained an eye-watering injury to his genital area when he was nibbled by a 5-foot python hiding in his toilet. The 65-year-old had nipped off to the loo but got a little more than he bargained for when he plunked himself in the seat. The journalism in these articles are fucking terrible. Who says the word plunked in an article? I don't know why the police were involved. Police said the man had just sat down when they felt a pinch on his genitals. When the unlucky Graz resident stood up to inspect the bowl, he was stunned to see a huge albino python staring back at me. I have that problem every day. The snake reportedly belonged to a neighbour and had escaped before choosing the unsuspecting man's toilet as a nice spot for a rest. The bitten man was taken to hospital and treated for minor injuries, but luckily he escaped with little more than a nasty shock and a story to tell. Now there is a picture. You don't have to look at it, Al, it's fine.
I'm not going to look at it.
I'm going to send it.
This is nightmare fuel, man, because you see videos from Australia all the time where, like, massive spiders are under the rim of the toilet or that kind of thing. It's the last thing you'd need to happen to you that day.
You just imagine as an old bloke with your saggy testicles dipping in the water. Snake's mouth.
It's the sort of story that I loathe. I'm gonna get on my song box a little bit here. First of all, as
the old saying goes, Alan. Famous old saying. Yeah, get on your song box, mate.
Soap box. Sorry.
Stand on your song box instead.
As the famous saying goes, I'm gonna get on my song box here. Anyway, first of all, this thing's playing hide and seek in the lab. I don't understand that. It's like. He found it hiding. Why is it hiding? It's a 5-foot python. It's apex predator. They don't need to hide. And second of all, it nibbled him on his bollock. Come on. This is a constrictor. I hate pythons. In fact, I hate all snakes, if I'm honest with you. Pythons in particular. Because it's not enough that they can just sort of chomp on you or nibble you or bite you. But what they're going to do is strangle you first so that you're completely broken boned and everything so they can slurp you up like a smoothie. I hate them. Oh my God, I hate them. Bastards, man. Every single last one of them.
No, tell us what you really feel, Al.
Yeah, I'm done with that now. I'm not going to look at the pictures. I think we should move on to the next story. Let's not talk about this anymore.
No, I think.
There you go. Showed him the picture, everybody.
It worked.
One thing we're not considering here is poor snake, man. Poor snake. You're just chilling in the lav and you're getting teabagged.
And then someone's moaning because they're getting nibbled on. They probably, that's it. The python's probably thinking, I'm just going to give it a little bit of a. There you go. And he's going, okay.
Right again.
You know, so the snake's probably thinking, yeah, this is what the man wants. This is what the man wants. Next thing, some geezer's ripping you out of the toilet.
You've made that really sexual.
Yeah.
Why are you so horny today, man?
Hangover, mate. That's what happens 4 times a week.
I'm with Alan. I hate stories like this because it makes me never want to use the toilet again.
Does it?
Yeah. Because I'm not scared of snakes and I don't think that we'd ever come across a snake sneaking up our lab. But it would happen with a spider. And I would immediately die.
And obviously, well, just in case anybody didn't know, Lucy is female, so therefore scared of spiders.
Knock that out.
You are, honestly, you are scared of the smallest spiders as well, like a money spider. Do you know, get that away from me. I'm like, hold on a minute. I can't even see it.
You should be much more concerned about the unwavering tide that is time.
I mean, who doesn't check the toilet before they go in for a...
I don't.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you go into the toilet, you lift the lid up, you have a look inside to make sure there's no wild animals, and then you do your business, right?
No.
You just go in and just sit down without even checking the water.
I want to tell you something now. I'm at the age where every shit is an emergency. So I don't look, I don't check, I go in there, and I just about get there in time.
I was just about to say the exact same thing, Ben. I do not have time to check. If I'm lifting the lid of the toilet up, I have shit myself.
That's what's happening. It's already late.
It's running down the back of my legs. I knew that was going to happen. Man. I'd rather chance it and get bitten by a spider or a snake, to be honest.
Really? If something wants to hide in the toilet with me...
Good luck to it, because 3 seconds after me sitting down, it is going to be covered.
I didn't choose it. I didn't choose it. Gemma chose that because I was going through pages and pages of the Huffington Post, and I was obviously hallucinating because I'm hungover. I got to page 98, and I was like, nothing's jumping out at me. And Gemma went, oh, what about this one? And I was like, is that harsh? And I'm like, no, it's funny. I know you don't like murder ropes, but he got bitten on the penis, man. It's hilarious.
I mean, there is that. I think that albino pythons are an endangered species. And when I found that out, I gave no money to save them.
I think they're endangered because they're stupid and they like stay in stupid places like the toilet or microwaves.
Would it have gone if they'd have just flushed the toilet?
I've had some incidents, shall we say.
Depends how good your flush is.
Yeah. But also the thought process, it's a snake. He's lucky he didn't just die because he's 65. A lot of men die in the toilet.
There?
Yeah.
How many?
4.
Elvis did, didn't he? Elvis died on the toilet.
That's a misconception. Alice is still alive.
No, it shouldn't, mate. Well, mate, honestly, he'd be dead by now anyway, wouldn't it? Yeah, he'd be like 100 years old. I don't want to go in the toilet.
I'll find it whilst on the toilet. That helps.
What
we're
going to
need more, please.
Yeah, fill us in.
Nope.
I'll fill it in. It was after birthing our child.
I'd given birth. I mean, it was gruesome. I'd lost a lot of blood, and the midwife took me to the bathroom to go and have a shower, and she said, "Don't look back." And I did, and it looked like a crime scene out of CSI. So I got really hot, really sweaty, sat down, fainted.
That's 100% acceptable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After, I thought you were going to tell me that you were forcing it out and you passed out because of exertion. I didn't think it was like medically related. So
kind of true. Horrible.
How do you love something after causing that much damage to your foof?
You don't know. Molly's just really fucking funny, isn't she? So.
She is.
Yeah, she is adorable, to be honest. She was only small. You're all right, Al. You've gone.
Are you not a fan of the blood, mate?
No, not really.
Do you not want me to show you a picture of the bed and what that looked like?
No, I'm good, Tar. No.
The fact that Ben said yes. Ben just likes looking at bloody beds.
Right, there you go, boys and girl.
Yeah, I'd say thank you, but fuck it. Before I read you the headline of this story, I'm going to just read you this bit, this in quotations. The way he was able to put reins on the horses show he knew what he was doing. So the title is, "A man snuck onto a Norfolk farm and had sex with a horse, police say."
I thought it was
going to
be
porn. Here we go, just to complete the trio. The quadruple, sorry.
Such a horny episode.
Isn't it?
Do we need a trigger warning?
Yeah, we'll do one at the start.
What? Yeah, do one at the start where do not.
Warning, this is going to be really dirty.
Yeah, you're probably going to be on the bus with an erection.
don't swim with your mum.
So this is courtesy of Boston.com. Police in Norfolk are looking to identify a man they say had sex with a horse at a farm in town early Thursday morning. Around 4:30 a.m. that morning, a security camera at Turner Hill Equestrian Stables showed the man in the horse stables. The man appeared to be using grain as a lure. One of the horses came out of his pen.
Is that some grain? Yeah. Oh, what's that as well?
The man had allegedly turned off the stable's security cameras, minus one, which caught the act. To have someone break into your barn, pick out a horse like it's a lady lover, pull her out and maneuver yourself in such a manner for self-gratification is beyond me, said the owner of the farm, calling the man a sexual predator. The horse was not injured in the incident. Thank goodness for that. Authorities investigated the animal similarly, the way they would for a human's sexual assault, according to the report. He was familiar with horses, Norfolk Police Detective Samuel Webb told the newspaper. The way he was able to put the reins on the horses showed he knew what he was doing.
Oh, man, that is so seedy with the grain.
Taking her out for dinner.
Any?
It's a date.
Oh, what is going on?
It's just grim, isn't it? It's just what happened there. Like luring it out with grain and saying, come on. Here, Mabel.
hopefully you get sent down for the dirty bugger. Are you going to tell your family what your brother / son got sent down for? Oh, yeah, he was truffling this horse.
Mate, that'd be the worst, wouldn't it? Can you just imagine when he gets into prison as well and the prisoners go in, what did you get sent down for? Oh, I fucked a horse. You did what?
A buggered sea biscuit.
I remember we used to get on Channel 5 when I was growing up in Zimbabwe, the Jerry Springer show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you don't get it in this country. You had the Kyle, what's his name?
Jeremy Kyle,
that's it. Jeremy Kyle show, which was obviously the closest there was to Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer was original. It was the first time they were taking weirdos and having them share their problems on TV, and there was one guy that came on, and the tagline was, "I love my horse, and my horse loves me," and he was basically.
And that's how the tagline sounded.
And the guys there sat on this couch. It's like, and Jerry Springer's like, "So tell us about it." He said, "Well, I'm in love with my horse and I want to marry her." And I'm like, honest to God, you're looking at this guy thinking, mate, you should have been taken by evolution.
You can, I don't know, are you allowed to say that an animal loves you?
Well, you're allowed to say your dog loves you, aren't you?
We only know that because they show us affection.
It's all different, isn't it? It might be this is the next step of evolution, a little bit of bestiality.
Centaurs.
Do you reckon when they have sex with the horse, they do it in missionary? Who goes on top?
I can't. That image is tattooed into my head of a dude
just trying pulling to over like the horse,
the stupidest horse out of the bunch, because he always falls for the old grain trick. It's upsetting. It's upsetting to me. Don't bugger animals.
How would you do it? Surely he'd have to be. Was he stood on a? I think he got stood on a ladder.
I think he got a stool. This man's a professional. You know what you're doing. He's got reins and grain. You know he's bought a footstool.
That's it. Reins, grain, and pain.
Well, I'm not suggesting that any of you do this. Do it on incognito mode, but you can watch like bestiality porn.
Can you? Well, when I was a kid,
it's a real thing. People are mad for
it. When I was a kid, there was a porno called Animal Farm. I don't suppose anyone. Do you remember that, Ben? Yeah. There we go. And that was disgusting and eye opening.
Is this where
I didn't watch it?
I wouldn't like to say Eddie Murphy would do anything like that.
He's a freaky bitch, though. He's definitely been diddling those hamsters.
Yeah, 100%. And his brother.
His brother's dead.
Is he?
Alec Murphy, yeah, he's dead.
Is it because he got kicked in the chest?
Yeah, that's an upsetting string of stories.
Oh, they are the worst stories we've ever had. I'm going to go to bed depressed tonight, honestly.
That's a tough shout, that is. Well, there you go.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, cheers, guys. And girl.
Nah, really good. Really good. Welcome to the Ben Dodd Championship. This week, in honour of the Olympics starting, I've got a list of the top 10, which I might extend to 12 this week, countries at the Summer Olympics of Athens, middle table. Fuck, that was terrible. This week, in honour of the Summer Olympics starting, I have the medal table from the Athens 2004 Olympics. I've got the top 12, and what we'll ask is for each of our hosts, Ben, Brendan, and Lucy, to try and pick out four countries in that top 12. They'll take it in turns, starting with Lucy this week.
USA.
First position, Lucy has 1 point.
USA. Benji. USA. China.
China for second position. 1 point to Ben. Brendan.
I'm going to go then for who would have been third that year, I reckon, because they're normally third. Russia.
Russia was number three that year. Well done. 1 point to you. Gets a little hairy now. Luce, over to you.
I'm going Great Britain.
Great Britain at number 10 for that year. 2 points to Luce.
Japan.
Japan for number five that year. Well done, Benden. Benden.
Okay, then I'm going to go with Vive la France.
Vive la France were number seven that year. 2 points to you, Don. Luce, back to you.
Ukraine in the Olympics. Are they any good?
Oh, they were number 13.
Oh, do you know what? I'm just impressed that I got the
someone right.
They were number that so close. I'm gutted for you.
I'm really happy just to be taking part.
I'm having a really good day out.
I'm having a really good time. Benji, over to you.
Jamaica.
Jamaica hadn't come to prowess by that point. They were number 35 on the medal table.
Deutschland, Germany.
Number six is Germany.
Takes the
right, lead. Last go each, folks. Brendan's currently in the lead with three. Luce, over to you.
Australia.
Australia were fourth. Well done. Benji?
Korea.
Yeah. South Korea were number 9. Well done.
Oh, I think he meant North Korea.
They were number 1 in their own Olympics.
Yeah. Out of this top 12, how many have we got? How many have we got so far?
You've got loads of them, to be fair. You've missing 3, so you've got 9.
What 3 are missing?
No.
Do you know what? Because they are notoriously good at boxing, I'm going to go with Cuba.
Number 11. Well done, mate. They do. Now you've done well there. That's impressive. So, Brendan, you've won that by 1. The ones that you missed out on were at number 8 was Italy and number 12 was Hungary. Thank you very much, guys. Well done, Lucy, on participating. Good effort.
Well done, Luce.
Thanks.
Well, I felt gutted for you for Ukraine 13. Unlucky.
Yeah,
well.
Honestly,
I'm really thrilled that I got a country right.
Yeah, well, USA.
I almost panicked because I didn't know whether to call them USA, America, or like just.
I think Alan would have given you the points if you'd have said America.
Never know, but I don't like the arguments that you and Ben normally have. You know, pork gate and cheese gate. I didn't want. I didn't want a new one.
When I listened back to that episode, and I looked at Lucy and I was like, "See how out of order is that?" He said mince, right? And then he's got a point because pork is on there. How does that work?
Again, you got so mad.
Rage, pure rage. Fucking hell.
We had to pause the episode and you had a breather.
Always does this kind of crap to me, though, doesn't he? Do you remember in lockdown when he gave us them flags? I will always go back to that. Ben, you've got to. Can you recognise this flag? Yeah, it's Ireland. Oh, right, yeah, that one, the country that you're from. Yeah, nice one. Well done. Brendan, can you tell us which one this is? No. Oh, because it's Ghana. Cheers, Al. From my heritage.
You love Ghana.
It's always going on about Ghana, isn't it?
God, move his conversation for Ghana. He's like always chatting about it.
Yeah, always on about Ghana. Can't shut up for Ghana.
Right.
Call him Ghana Don.
Do you know what? I'm going off piste today.
Oh, God. Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. It's been an absolute hoot.
It was good. Thank you for joining us. Your story was harrowing, to be fair.
It was. It was very upsetting.
Yeah.
I don't think it was the most upsetting story you've had this week.
No. Mm. The snake in the toilet was.
I knew he was going to say that. I think they've all been pretty grim.
Definitely the pervy horse banger.
I know, man.
Pervy horse banger.
PHBs, man. These PHBs are everywhere.
Or as I like to call him, Ben.
No, I think even a horse would turn me down. What's horse for not tonight, fatty?
As always, thank everybody for listening. Thank you all for your lovely comments and messages. And please make sure you subscribe to get the episodes downloaded straight to your phone so you don't have to search for it. Or, like Middleton does, text me every week and say, send me your podcast. You know, Spotify, mate. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but you can find us on everywhere. So Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. But yeah, thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you all. Oh no, you won't. No, you'll hear us next week.
Yeah, don't go off piste again.
Yeah, smooth. That was really smooth.